Story with pictures. A six-part thriller for radio by Colin Shaw. With Freddie Jones as Sir Marcus Martin. Part 3, Non-Delivery.
The recital took place on Sunday evening. So did the robbery. However, when I went downstairs next morning, I knew nothing of that. The workmen were removing the seating from the long hall and everything was in confusion. Tim Lloyd, Sir Marcus's producer, had escaped into the garden, so I went out to join him. It was then that we saw the hole in the side of the house.
Warner, where's Sir Marcus?
He's not down yet, sir. I called him 20 minutes ago.
You'd better come upstairs then with us.
I've got the breakfast cooking, Mrs. Summers.
Breakfast can wait. Come on.
Very good. Mrs. Summers, will you tell me what this is about?
There's been a break-in. We'll show you upstairs.
A break-in?
Yes, Marcus, in the Goya room. Come on.
My dressing room.
Have you got the keys?
They're in the drawer beside the bed. Helen, get them out. You'll need the other set. Warner!
Warner's already got them. He's waiting on the landing.
I just can't imagine. They're gone. Look there, all the frames. Smashed to pieces.
When did it happen? I heard nothing all night.
Well, did you hear anything, Tim?
No, nothing. I went straight to sleep. Warner, what about you?
No, I didn't hear anything, sir. But then at the other side of the house... I sleep next door to that damned room, and I heard no more than the rest of you.
We'd better go and call the police.
No, Tim. No. Wait, we can't do that. Not yet, anyway.
Why not?
Because... I would have to explain how I got the sketches in the first place, how I was given them in Spain, lost them, got them back at the end of the war, even if I could say they were mine the first time. The second time is going to be a damn sight trickier to explain. I'm not even sure it was altogether legitimate.
But what else can you do?
First of all, Tim, come here.
Yes, what is it?
Look down through the hole.
Yes?
Can you see any marks on the ground?
No, not from here anyway.
So, it doesn't look as if they climbed up. We can confirm that later, of course, but it's more likely that they climbed down. Helen, you and Warner stay here. Tim, you and I are going on to the roof. It must be about over there. That chimney goes down to my room.
It looks as though someone had a rope round it. See, look. Brickwork's chipped. Look at these pieces.
A fairly cool head, whoever it was. Take care, Tim.
There are some strands of rope here, caught on the edge.
There must have been two of them at least. Three, probably. One over the side and two to pull him back.
Quite a job.
But who, Tim? Who?
Marcus. Hadn't you better call the police?
No. I'm even more certain about that now. If I call the police and then they catch someone, what happens then? I shall claim the sketches. So may the Spanish government. So may half a dozen other people. Even Muller's family, perhaps. If they hear of it.
The German who took them from you in Spain?
More important than that. The German from whose house I recovered them after the war. We know there was a widow. She may still be alive. And there were children. It would be remarkable if everyone connected with the Mullers was dead. So, the chances of my actually bringing the sketches back here and hanging them again seem pretty remote. More likely they'd end up in some office where the lawyers grow rich out of the wranglings.
What now?
I don't know. But by God, I'm not giving up before I've started. I'll get them back one way or another.
Morning, Stephen. I thought you... What are you looking at?
Stay away from the window, Jane.
What is it? What have you got the glasses for?
On the roof of the hall. Sir Marcus and that television fellow of his.
Oh. What are they doing?
But Sir Marcus is standing by the chimney. So is Lloyd. They found the bricks, and I think they must have worked out how it was done.
So, the police ought to be there at any moment.
Yeah.
What's happening now?
Oh, they're going off the roof now, back downstairs.
Stephen.
Yeah, what is it?
Nothing.
Yes, they've gone.
You, knowing that they've found out, something's changed.
Give me the case for the glasses, will you?
Oh, it's here.
Thanks. What's changed?
Well, there was something unreal about it all until now.
That was real enough risking our necks on that roof with Sam.
Yes, but somehow other people didn't seem to be involved.
Well, I'm afraid they are. They always have been. That can't have changed. Not least Mr. Crossman.
Oh, Crossman?
And if we don't get the sketches into his hands before much longer, he may turn very nasty.
Yes. When shall we make the crossing?
In a couple of days. Depends how much fuss there is here.
Have the police come yet?
No. No, it's absolutely quiet.
Well, that's odd, isn't it, Stephen?
Yes, yeah, I suppose it is.
What do you think it means?
I don't know. Perhaps Marcus wanted to talk to his insurers before sending for the police. Perhaps the police are just slow.
I suppose so.
Helen, pencil!
Pencil, Sir Marcus.
A list. All the people who knew about the sketches.
Well, there's Helen and I, obviously, and Warner.
Henry Fleming and his wife.
Jane?
No, not Jane. Most of the rest are dead. Ronald Davis.
Who's he?
Army friend from the war. Dead, though. Freddie Barker, dead. Andy Melanson, he's dead. No, I think he is. Connolly, Tom Connolly, he's alive. Him in the first job after the war. He was running one of the Nationals then. Good man. No, not him.
Well, he ought to be put on the list all the same.
Yes, I suppose he should.
Any other neighbours apart from the Flemings?
What about Stephen Emmett?
No, never even told his father.
Who did the work for you? Blocked up the window, put in the door?
Don't remember. Oh, yes, I do. An old boy called Potter. Pottinger. Pottinger used to be the local builder. Still did odd jobs after he'd retired. On his last legs when he did this job. I didn't tell him what the room was for, of course.
Well, perhaps he gossiped with somebody in the village.
Possible. Not likely. He's a bit of an old curmudgeon. Didn't talk to many people. Lucky if we got a good morning out of him.
Well, he may have talked to someone.
All right. Put him down. Possible source. Now, who else is there?
There are the Mullers, of course.
Mullers? Tim, you're right. There are the Mullers. I'd been thinking of them as claimants, but what if they were the instigators?
But how on earth do you find them?
Well, I found the widow once before, and I took there again.
In Hanover?
Yes.
But that was nearly 40 years ago.
Nobody keeps better records than the Germans. It's a chance, anyway.
Well, what do you do?
Go there. Tim, come with us to Hanover.
No, Marcus, I can't. You know I'm going to the States on Thursday.
Put it off. Come with us.
No. Is that out of the question? It's all very well for you to go off on a what?
Wild goose chase? Is that what you think?
I don't mean that. I mean, your time's your own. I've got bosses to consider. And if you go off today, what happens to all the things we ought to be doing this week?
Oh, all right. Compromise. When you go to the States on Thursday, we'll go to Germany. Take you with us to the airport. How's that?
You can take me to London anyway.
All right, settle for that. In the meantime, we'd better do some work, you and I. Helen, get Warner to tidy the room upstairs.
Certainly.
I'd ask him to find someone to block up that hole.
There you are. That's the last of the stores.
Thanks, Sam.
Yes, thanks, Sam. I'm sorry you're not coming with us.
So am I. Still, my dad says I've had too much time away lately. Says it's time I gave him and Mam a break.
Good luck.
Can't be doing much for that shop of yours in London.
Oh, Susie says she's coping. It's pretty slack.
Stand by. I'm going to start the engine.
Oh, come on, will you? Do you want me to take the tiller?
No, I'll have it a little longer. How far off are we?
Well, we should be tied up in a couple of hours.
What are we going to do?
I thought we'd go straight to the travel agency, find Leo, and then he can take me to Crossburn.
I'd be glad to get those sketches away.
Yeah. I've just looked at them. Not much in my line. Still, they do stick in the mind. I can almost understand why someone wants them so much.
Well, who does want them, Steve?
Well, as far as we're concerned, only Mr. Crossman. Once he's got them and we've got the photographs, that's the end of it.
Yes. Yes, I hope to God it is. I hope it is.
Good day, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I was looking for Mr. Reuters for Leo.
Leo Reuters?
Yes. Is he in?
I think you have the wrong office, sir.
No, no, the Oasis Travel Agency.
This is the Oasis Travel Agency, yes. But I do not know Mr. Reuters.
He worked here a week or two ago. I met him here.
No, sir.
Perhaps you're new here.
No, sir.
But he took me... Mr. Reuters took me in his car. It was... parked out there beside the canal.
Indeed, sir.
Yeah.
Was it a private matter? In any case, I cannot help you.
Perhaps you were on holiday when I was here last.
No, sir. I have my holidays each autumn when the season ends. Nor, sir, have I been ill.
But I don't understand it.
Sir?
But he was there, standing where you are, behind that counter. Well, I shall have to leave it.
Yes, sir.
He's gone.
What?
The fellow's gone.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a man in there. He swears he's never heard of Leo Reuters.
But I thought...
I saw him there when I went before. I talked to him. Damn it, he took me to the houseboat where I met Crossman. The man I had just seen denied all knowledge of him. No Leo Reuters.
But, Stephen...
Where's that map?
Oh, what are you going to do?
We're going to find the houseboat. You said it'll be a start. Well, go on. You can back out now.
All right.
And we'll go left at the next turning.
We've been down here at least three times. I recognise that doorway.
Trouble is, these damn canals all look the same.
Which way now?
I'll take the next bridge and turn left on the far side.
All right.
Here, stop, stop. That's the place. You can pull into the curb.
But are you sure?
Pretty sure. There was a long line of houseboats, I remember. Crossman's was about halfway along, near that bunch of workmen.
Are we going to look?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some policemen down there.
Well, that's all right. We're tourists out for the sights.
Hey, what are we going to do about the case?
Oh, it'll be all right on the floor. We shan't be far. Come on. Here. Now, wait a moment. What are those men doing?
They seem to be lifting something out of the canal.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Come on. You'll see. Excuse me, does anyone speak English?
Yes.
Can you tell me what has happened?
There was a fire yesterday.
What are the houseboats?
It was burnt right down.
Oh, Stephen, are you sure this was the one?
Yes. Was anyone hurt?
One man. He was killed.
What a terrible thing.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Do you know his name?
Identification will not be easy, the burning. You follow me?
Yes.
You and the young lady, sir, you are tourists?
Yes. We just left our car up there and were walking past. We wondered what had happened.
I think I'd like to go back to the car. Do you think it was Crossman?
How on earth do I know? Yes, it might be, but on the other hand, it might be anybody.
What are we going to do?
Well, what's the time?
It's about 4:45.
Right. I think we'll go back to the travel agency.
Oh.
It's just about time. I'm going to get a straight answer out of that man. We ought to make it just before they close.
How much further is it?
Not far. In the next block, I think.
Oh, thank God for that.
Jane!
Oh, what is it?
Over there.
What?
That girl, coming towards us.
What about her?
I'd swear she was there last time at the Oasis. She found Leo Reuters for me. Come on.
Oh, what are you going to do?
We'll stop her, of course. Excuse me.
Yes?
I wonder if you remember me. I came into the office about a week or two ago. I asked for Leo Reuters.
No, I don't remember.
But come and have a drink with us.
No, I can't. I'm going home.
5 minutes, that's all I ask.
No, it's impossible. Please... Let go of my arm.
Where's the nearest cafe?
Stephen, you're hurting her.
Let her scream, then. It's my Betsy Dad. That's right, isn't it? Scream if you want.
Please, you're hurting my arm. Yes, all right, I will come with you.
Good. And if I let go of your arm, you won't run away?
No. Thank you. There's a cafe over there, down the steps.
Now then, what's your name?
My name is Yuli.
Well, cheers, Yuli. I didn't expect you to respond. What do you know about Leo Reuters?
Leo Reuters?
Don't pretend you've never heard of him. You saw me meeting him in the office. Where is he?
I don't know.
Oh, at least you're admitting he exists. Does he work at the office?
Sometimes.
What's his job?
I don't know. Usually I only work on the counter. There are many things I don't know.
When did you last see him?
2-3 days ago. At the beginning of the week, I'm not sure.
What was he doing?
He came in for a little time in the afternoon.
And who was the man I saw today, a man with a moustache?
Mr. Tenboss, I think. He sometimes take over if I'm out.
What does he do?
He's a cashier, but he used to do my work, making bookings and answering the telephone.
And why should he pretend he knew nothing of Mr. Reuters?
I don't know. Please do not ask me any more questions. I cannot help.
Let her go, Stephen.
If I'd come in when you were on the counter, would you have lied to me?
Please.
Were those your orders? Were they? And the Englishman comes looking for Leo, so you've never heard of him?
Please, let go of
me. Were they your orders?
Stephen.
They were, weren't they? So who gave them to you? Who told you to lie to me?
Let me go!
Damn!
Stephen, you can't go after her. People will...
All right. I don't suppose she'd have told me anyway. Let's go back to the car.
British Airways regret the delay in their flight BA-776 to Hanover. The flight is now available for boarding, and passengers are asked to proceed at once to gate 17. Flight BA-776 to Hanover, boarding now at gate 17.
How late are we?
About half an hour.
Well, we should still get there in daylight. Which gate was it?
17. Over that way. Don't forget your briefcase.
Briefcase.
Sir Marcus, you have room 220. Mrs. Somers, you are in room 230.
Thank you.
The porter will take you upstairs. And there is a message for you, Mrs. Somers.
Oh, thank you.
What is it?
It's from Herr Kimmel. On the Burgermeister's staff. He'll be glad to see us in the morning. I telephoned him before we left.
Good. Now, where's the porter?
Over there, Sir Marcus, with your luggage.
Sir Marcus, this is a great pleasure for me.
It's very good of you, Herr Kimmel, to see us at such short notice.
Please sit down.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Your programs are greatly popular here. I do not watch much television myself, but I always try to see your programs.
Oh, thank you.
Now, to your query. Mrs. Somers told me you wished to trace the parents of a Frau Müller.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah. It was, you understand, not easy.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yes, Sir Marcus, a long time. The district where they live has changed the apartment block where they had their home. That has been pulled down, demolished, you say?
Yes. Does that mean you haven't been able to trace them?
No, I did not say that, Mrs. Somers. I have not quite given up hope.
Please go on.
One of the older members of the staff here, Frau Dirksen, she comes from that part of the city.
And she knew the family?
No, unfortunately not. But she had a friend, an old man now. She thinks that he may have known the family.
And we can see him.
No, I think it is better you do not try. He is in a home now. He is, does not always remember very clearly, she says. However, she will go and talk to him for you. It is only a slender hope, but she thinks it is worth trying.
I am very grateful to you, Herr Kimmel, and to her.
Well, if we can be helpful.
You've already been helpful.
I have given Frau Dirksen permission to go this afternoon. If you will return here at 5 o'clock, she will be waiting for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was lucky for me. It was one of his good days.
And how much did he remember?
He remembered the name of Frau Müller's parents. It was Andersen. Herr Andersen was an office manager in one of the big factories during the war. His wife was a nurse. Herr Hamling, that is my friend, he remembered the daughter coming back at the end of the war. Mm. A widow, he remembered that. With three children. Well, he thought that there were three. Mm. And he thought that their names were Edith, that was the girl, then a boy, Johann, and the baby born after his father's death, Ernst.
You did very well to get all that out of him.
Well, I said it was a good day for him.
Did he remember where they went?
He thought that they went to America, but there, I am afraid, the trail, do you say, went cold.
Yes. Well, you've been very helpful, Frau Dirksen.
No, there is little more.
Yes.
He was growing tired, Herr Hamerling, my friend, beginning to close his eyes. So I was going to leave. But then he seemed to come to life again. He had remembered something else. Here, I have a piece of paper in my handbag. That, you see, it is an address. He had remembered that there were two daughters. The Andersons had two daughters, and they both went to America.
And he gave you this address?
No, you are moving too quickly, Sir Marcus. Herr Hamerling himself had a daughter, and she was at school with the Anderson girls. He believed that she had continued to keep in touch with the younger one, not the widow, but the other one.
Yes. How did you get the address, then?
Well, Herr Hamerling's daughter lives in Hanover, and I was able to telephone her. She said that they had written to one another for many years, until the middle of the 1970s, she thought. But then she wrote, and she had no reply. She does not know what happened. Please, Mrs. Thomas, take the piece of paper for Sir Marcus.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
Well, it may not be a great help to you.
It's much better than nothing, Frau Dirksen.
Oh, well, I am very glad. I wish to help, if I could.
Yes, of course.
Well, it is time that I was going home. My husband will be worrying. I will tell Herr Kimmel we have finished. He will want to come to say goodbye to you.
Yes, of course. And we'd like to thank him for all his help. Goodbye, Frau Dirksen.
Goodbye, Sir Marcus. Goodbye, Mrs. Thomas.
Goodbye.
Let me see that address.
Here you are.
Thank you. What's the time?
6 o'clock.
Do you know where Tim's lunching today?
Tim, in New York?
Yes. Do you know whom he was meeting?
I think I can find out, but we'd have to go back to the hotel.
Well, then, the sooner we can say goodbye to Herr Kimmel, the sooner we can be on our way, and you can start telephoning.
I think I can plot the cracks in this ceiling with my eyes shut.
Do you want another drink? I can ring for coffee if you'd rather have coffee.
No, I don't want anything.
Please yourself.
That's the trouble. I can't. If I could please myself, I would be out of this damned hotel and out of this damned country and back home.
Oh, Jane.
Oh, for God's sake. Look, how much longer do we have to wait for Crossman to turn up?
Well, at least we know he isn't dead. It wasn't him they found in the houseboat.
Mm. Where's the newspaper with the picture?
It's there on the floor beside you.
He's not very handsome, Mr. Cowpers.
He hardly deserved burning to death.
Do you think he was killed?
Well, how do I know? I'm sure he was the man Leo was arguing with when I came off the houseboat, but that doesn't mean anybody killed him.
We have been here for 3 days. Do you know that? This is Monday. And I ought to be back in London.
Jane, we can't take the sketches back, and we can't just leave them. We've got to find Crossman. Or let him find us.
Oh, I wish to God you'd called his bluff. Told him to take the photographs to the police.
Oh, very helpful. How would you fancy 3 years in jail?
Well, at the moment, it's quite an attractive alternative. Wouldn't seem very different, actually. Oh, damn Crossman, and damn the sketches. And what am I going to tell Susie? I can't leave her alone in the shop
forever. Tell her that you're
ill. Oh, Stephen, she knows me too well for that. I can't lie to her.
You'll be able to make it up to her later. Pay her extra.
No, we're partners. We share the money and the work.
Oh, well, you'd better get back, then. Leave me, I'll settle things here.
No, you know I can't just leave you. We're both in this up to here. It was first the smuggling, and that didn't seem much more than a joke, a different way of passing the weekend. But this is different, Stephen. It's different. I'm frightened, I think.
Look, it's...
Oh!
That may be him.
Well, it's more likely to be the desk downstairs asking when we're going to give the room up. Shall I answer it?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, it is. Yes, yes, I'm sure we can. What time? Yes, yes, and where shall we meet you? No, we'll find it. Goodbye. That was the girl from the travel agency.
She wants to meet us?
Yes.
What, tonight?
Yes, at 8. She's given me the name of a cafe.
Did she mention Crossman?
No, she said very little. She seemed anxious to finish. She sounded frightened.
Well, the sooner we can talk to her, the better. Is that the place? On the other side of the road?
It looks like it. A white sign with green letters, she said.
Oh, let's go across then.
Oh, there she is! Look, that's her!
Where?
Crossing the street. No, a bit further up. Oh, Stephen, my God! Look at that car pulling out! It's going to hit her!
Oh, no!
It hasn't stopped! The car, it hasn't stopped! She's driving on! Oh, Stephen, go after her!
There's not a chance. We'll bother about that later. Come on! Let's see if she's still alive.
That was the third part of A Story with Pictures by Colin Shaw. Sir Marcus Martin was played by Freddie Jones, Helen Summers, Kate Binchy, Tim Lloyd, James Bryce, Stephen Emmett, Nigel Anthony, and Jane Fleming, Amanda Murray. Sam Price was played by Stephen Garlick, Julie Moyer Leslie, Frau Dirksen, Hilda Schroeder, Herr Kimmel, Geoffrey Collins, and the policeman, Nigel Graham. Warner was played by Michael Bilton, and The Man in the Travel Agency by Mark Straker. A Story with Pictures was directed by Michael Heffernan.